Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Aleph, and today is one of those dafim in Shas that we could focus on and spend much time on in the agadic nature of it, but we'll try to mention a couple of ha'aras as we go through this fascinating daf. Okay, we start off on Yud Amabez, right after the two dots. We have been discussing, if you remember, we have the sugya of Yom Echad, one day or one month, counting Lakan Ulakan, and pre-Shemitah, or pre-Arla, how do you calculate the years? Because the Mishnah spoke about that first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Linitios, and therefore the Gemara had to tell us, what does that mean, Linitios? How is that Rosh Hashanah? Is there a limbo period? We mentioned if you do it right before Rosh Hashanah, or with a little more than 46 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then one has a little extra time at the end, all the way to Tu B'Shvat, which we saw at the end of the Shir, is Halacha L'Maisa, in terms of the Shulchan Aruch. So now we have Tanya, five lines up. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, here's the famous Machlokas that has been referred to earlier, but it's right here. When was the world created? Which month was the world created in? Or more specifically, as we'll see, which month was Adam created in? Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. Rabbi Eliezer says, in Tishrei the world was created, which really means that the world started being created on Chaf Hei Elul, and day 6 was the first day of Tishrei. Adam is the Nivra that we label that the entire world was created on that day, but really it's referring to Adam Arisha. Let's read all of the sentence, and then we'll talk about each one. So, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, B'Tishrei Noldu Avos, the Avos were born in Tishrei. We'll see, this means 2 out of 3. B'Tishrei Mesu Avos, in Tishrei they died, because Mistama, if they were born there, then they died there also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memale Shanim Shal Tzadikim. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, so you see the first phrase had to be talking about 2 of the 3 Avos. We might see something different, but a little bit later. But let's just go with Apshat now. And Barash Hashanah, Nifgada, Sarah, Rachel, Vachana. The Akaros, the barren ladies, were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. And Barash Hashanah, Yatzei Yosef, Beis HaAsurim. On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef went out of jail. That was the day that he was schlepped out. Barash Hashanah, Batkla, Avoda, Me Avosena, Be Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah was the day that the hard manual labor stopped in Mitzrayim. We know there were different stages before they came out. Those are really 4 stages of Geula, as is explained by the Mefarshim, by the Netziv, and the backbreaking labor was what stopped already on Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, they didn't go out until a couple months later. And Benisa Nigalu B'Tishrei Asidin Li Gael. In Nisan, they were redeemed, and in Nisa and in Tishrei, they will be redeemed in the future. This is all Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Again, at root, the machlokas, there are a couple of machlokas between him, and we'll see the following sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, about the root, that why it's here, is why when Nivra Ha'olam, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. So let's talk about that for a moment. We'll start with an Achron, but then we'll see the roots of it are in a Rishon. If you look in the Marsha here is the one that says explicitly that even though it says Nivra Ha'olam, really it means Sheha'olam Nivra Bo Dahainu Ha'adam. Ubo baha adon ladin al shachata. On that day, the first of Tishrei is the day that he was created. That was a very busy day. As it's described in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, he was created, and Chava, and he named all the animals, and he was put into Gan Eden, and he sinned, and he got thrown out. Very busy day. Ladin al shachata, and he was judged that day. Vishav adam harishon, v'yakadosh baruch hu barachamim shebara ha'olam machalo. V'yalkein bo bayom nivru avos Avraham v'yakov. Al shem midas chesed v'rachamim. So Avos were created that day. V'usimin lebeneyem. Lavoi mohem v'rachamim. Bedin b'yom zeh. Yitzchak was a symbol of midas hadin. That's why he was created later on Pesach, where there's more midas hadin than a sholeit, as we know the Mitzrayim experienced throughout the Thermakos and Yitzias Mitzrayim. That is the Marsha. But really the roots of this is already in the Ran. There's a very, can't learn this parak without seeing the Ran on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Daf Yarif. Asks the Ran, V'yesh l'shol, the Marsha already led us into it. Adam was created this day, and he sinned this day, and he did Shuvah this day, and he was judged this day. Ask the Ran, Yesh l'shol, this is the Ran Adaf Tezayin, which we'll get to in a couple of days, where it talks about that everybody is judged on Rosh Hashanah at length. V'yesh l'shol, Lama Adam Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah Yoser Mishar Yamim. Why was that the day that was picked Al Pitar Shebal Peh? Remember, Al Pitar Shebechsav, it says nothing in the Torah about Rosh Hashanah being a unique day that we're judged. We mentioned in the Klei Yakar a couple of days ago that it doesn't say anything about Yom Adin or about Kabbalah HaTorah in Darash HaBechsav? So why is that? Ask the Ran. So we answer that question, why it doesn't say so. We should look at every day as a Kabbalah HaTorah or a Yom HaDin. But then we have the next question. So why was Rosh Hashanah picked? Shavuos being picked as the day of Kabbalah HaTorah because that's what happened. But Rosh Hashanah, why is that picked as the Yom HaDin? Says the Ran. Bish l'mashar dvarim dainu tfuo perusa ilon umayim. We'll see these in a couple of days. The other items that were judged on, fruit and water, kolachad bezmano nidon. It makes sense those days why we're judged, as we will see. But why is Adam judged on Rosh Hashanah? V'teretz davar zeh, says the Ran, the answer for this question, lamanu midagarsinan bepsikta. We learned in the Medrash b'shem Reb Eliezer on the pasuk dirshu Hashem behimatz o detanya. The pasuk that we know refers to aseres yimei tshuva, but what does the Medrash have it referring to? Dirshu Hashem behimatz o detanya be'esrim v'chamisha be'elul nivra ha'olam. The world was created on the 25th day of Elul ulafi zeh. On the day, 6 days later, the first day of Tishrei, is, work out the math, that's the day that Adam was created. Nimsa Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Nivra Adam Arishon, Shana Arishona, Allah B'machshava, Shnia Nisiaitzim Malachi Asharei, Shlosha, Kines Afro. Right, and so through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of man. Bedalad Gavlu, man was needed, he was formed, Asu Golam, Zorak Bo Neshama, Beches, in the 8th hour, Echlisu L'Gan Eden. When didn't get the Gan Eden? Bish Tshias on the 9th, and Nitztavu. That's what he was commanded about, not eating from the tree. Be'asiris Sarach. Ba'achas Esrei Nidon. Very busy day. Bishtem Esrei Yatza Bedimus. I think I mentioned in the past that that is why the Ba'alei Machshava say why Friday afternoon is always crazy. It's always craziness, and it doesn't matter what time of year. It's always the last hour or two. That there's always unique individuals in your neighborhood that might get ready 3 hours before, and somehow they're malachim. But in the normal way of the world, right, that last hour, why? Because that was, it's in the Bria. Those last couple hours on Friday, that's when Adam and Chava Chay took place, we were thrown out of Gan Eden, that's when there were issues. So there are always issues. Now we have to try to get over those issues. But that's what the Ran goes through the whole day. Umikan samach lama Adam nidam Rosh Hashanah yosem yishar yamim. That's why. Because Adam was judged on that first day. So it's din in the nature of the day. So that's why every year on Rosh Hashanah, that's why we are judged. And then he even adds, V'lochei nagu b'Barcelona v'glilo seha. The minhag in Barcelona, lahashkin b'ashmores ha'boker b'chafei be'elul. To get up very early on the 25th day of Elul. Fat Rosh Hashanah, a week earlier. Because that was the day of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That was the day. Umiyah, then he continues, and along these lines. And then he quotes, what about according to Reb Yeshua, which we'll see soon, but Nisa Nivra Ha'olam. So what's the significance of Rosh Hashanah? If Adam Arisha was created on the first day of Nisan, so why is Yom HaDin on the first of Tishrei? V'nira li, sheratza hamakom lezakos es Yisrael bedinam, v'ratza ladun es Yisrael bizman shehukva lekapara uslicha, shelafish nisratza gadosh baruch hu b'yom ha-kipurim, hukva yom slicha ledoros. Because it's 10 days before Yom Kippur, and that historically was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second set of Luchos, 120 days after Shavuos, 40. It was up on Har Sinai for 120 days. So then also Tishrei already has an element of rachamim that Hashem judged us favorably, and even according to the other Manta Amar, therefore we have Rosh Hashanah on that day. And then he quotes Nagu Bigeronia v'Galilo Seh Shalolakum on Rosh Hashanah. Right, Rosh Hashanah. They don't start getting up early. So we're talking about Slichos. The Makaris for Slichos right here. Miyo Yesh Makabashem Magdimin Bechad Be'elul. Right, the Sephardic Minhag, V'yismach l'minhag, and l'fish shabos chilu mem yom, sh'svazak HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Okay, that's when the second 40 days started. That is the Ran on Daf Gimel and Aleph and Daf Yarif relating to B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. We mentioned in Rosh Hashanah here a number of years ago, thought of the Shemi Shmuel, where he discusses the mitzvah of shofar. Has a lot of symbolism, as we know. It's the tefillah without words. There are many proofs, which we won't go into now fully, how shofar is a form of tefillah. Lulav and matzah and the others, are they maybe lulav a little bit, but matzah and the others, it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. We don't do any other mitzvah in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Even lulav we do during Hallel. What other mitzvah do we do in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? We're not allowed to do anything in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Even if I want to do a mitzvah, I can't do it in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And yet, shofar, we do. So that, and also we say in Davin, Guskabo, Barachim, Ubratzon, Seder, Shofar, right? We say, Vesazin, right? Maven, Umazin, Right? Understand. He understands. Hashem understands the shofar. Because it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah without words. Again, amongst other rayas. So why do we see a tefillah without words on Rosh Hashanah? Various answers given, but one of them, Shem Yishmuel, said that today was the day that Hashem blew into us our Nishmas Chaim. So, Memela, we blow back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depths, from our insides, as a recognition that this was the day. This was the day that it all started. We got our Nishmas Chaim, we blow back our, with our Nishmas Chaim, we blow back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have that tefillah without words. Okay, again, a lot more, but that is the first line. B'tishrei Nivah Ha'olam. Next line. So, B'tishrei Mesu Avos. In Tishrei, the Avos were born, and in Tishrei, the Avos died. So 2 points. Number one, the Klayakar says maybe there's a remez to this in the text. It's a remez in part in Vayera. Says the Klayakar, Umashinemar, Vahashem. Vahashem pakad esara kasher amar. Chazal say, Komakam shenemar, Vahashem hu ubeis dino. Smach lemikan lo divrei Chazal Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph, Shepakita zu haisa Rosh Hashanah. Because it's Hashem and his Bezdin. Va Hashem is always a reference to Bezdin, and he sat with his Bezdin, and he then, I'm sorry, this is going on the next line, of Nifkada Sar Rechel V'chana. So that's a remez in the text to that, the fact that Hashem judged them and remembered them that day for the Imahos that were barren. There is a Kabbalistic thought. I'll just mention it, but it is a Kabbalistic thought quoted by the Chidah, quoted by others. I was shown this about 10 years ago, sitting at a wedding. I remember the first time somebody came over and asked me, 15 years ago, at a wedding, somebody came over to me and showed me the Archaim HaKadosh, who had this idea. And just as I said then, I don't know, but I'll say it again, but it's a thought that's in the Kabbalistic sources. The Gemara says that all the Avos were born in Tishrei. And later on it says, Bepesach Nolad Yitzchak. What? So we say, okay, the Pasha says, okay, it refers to the first two. It could have just said Avram and Yaakov. Didn't have to say the Avos. So says the Chidah, Alpi Hamuva, that was brought in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Sheba Eis HaAkeda, at the time of the Akeda, Parcha Mi Yitzchak Nishmaso. Yitzchak's Nishama really did leave B'Sha'aso HaAkeda. And he was born with a new Nishama. Shehaisa, and the original Nishama was Shehaisa Mi Sitra De Nukva, V'Kibel Nishama Chadasha Mi Sitra De Duchra. Female to male, that's why he couldn't have children beforehand. V'lachein l'achem ikan shuv yachol l'holid yiladim. V'ari akeda ha'isa v'yam ha'kipurim. V'nimsa shekavi yachol ha'isa l'oleda chadasha v'chodesh tishrei. That's the Kabbalistic source, and that's why you take it literally. All the Avos, Yitzchak was born, time T1 in Tishrei with all the Avos, and later in T2 in Avos Nisan, and then in Tishrei. Don't know what it means exactly, but that is, I wanted to be very careful in terms of that type of idea, in terms of having a new revelation, but this is Alpi Nigla. The Gemara just means two of the three Avos, and then the third Av. Finally, the last one, on the Amud, on Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was taken out of jail. Yosef was taken out of Beis HaAsurim. Asked the Chasam Sofer in the Torah Moshe, in Parshas Miketz, now I understand Rashi. Rashi writes on the pasuk in Miketz, "Vayegalach vayechalef sim losav vayavol paro." Remember, they schlepped Yosef up from the pit, and they quickly shaved him, and they switched his clothing. Rashi quotes, "Bishvil kavod malchus." Thank you. We didn't know that he's going in front of the king. What is Rashi emphasizing by bishvil kavod malchus? Says the Chazam Sofer. Well, it says in Rosh Hashanah that it was Rosh Hashanah. That it was on the day of Rosh Hashanah that Yosef went out of jail. Yosef was Bekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna. As we know, all the Avos of the Shvatim kept the Torah before it was given. How could he get a shave on Rosh Hashanah? How could he let himself? We know, when it's L'Shem Mitzvah Tzorach Mitzvah, one is allowed to let a non-Jew shave themselves. Machlok HaShach and Taz Nuchas Nida. But a woman who didn't cut her fingernails before Yantif, because she have Amir La'akum. So he says, that's the Rashi, the Kavod Malchus. So Tzorach Mitzvah. And therefore, that's why he was allowed, because after all, it was Rosh Hashanah. And finally, the last one on the list, we have Rosh Hashanah, the Avodah was Batel, and Benisa Nigalu, B'Tishrei Asidin Li'igal. Let's just do the second opinion before we mention something on this last point. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer. Rabbi Yehoshua tells us, B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. He argues, not in Tishrei, in Nisan. Unbelievable that there's a machlokas about this. Because they in Yadros, there's a machlokas about everything. About when the world was created? That's a pretty major machlokas. And we see it's based on, we'll see it's based on psukim. We'll see how literally to take those psukim. But it's just amazing that there's a machlokas about when the world was created. It's definitely a hidden message about machlokas related to that. You can't say elu ve'elu here. Or maybe you can, as we will see. You would think, we've mentioned that when there's a historical event, you can't say elu ve'elu. Like Rashi says in Ksubis. Rashi says, you can say elu ve'elu about chayiv, patur, and mutter, and anasur, and tomei, and tar. That's wonderful. Elu ve'elu, as the Ritva says in Eirvin, Daf Yud Gimel, Moshe Rabbeinu was given many different facets of every different sugya, and Hashem said, every chacham of every generation will choose. But Rashi says in Ksubis, if it's a machlokas about what happened, you can't say elu ve'elu there. One is right and one is wrong. Rashi says that's not a violation of believing in the principle of multiple truths, of elu ve'elu. If people have a machlokas, what the Rebbe said in a shir, so one is right and one is wrong, unless he gave two shirim and changed his mind. So here, it would be somewhat difficult to say elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim chayim, because you think it's about a historical event. And yet, we'll see, we do say elu ve'elu, as we'll see in a second. Bez Hashem. So, but first says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua Omer again, b'nisan nivra ha'olam. The world was created in Nisan. B'nisan noldu avos. And on that day, the avos were born. B'nisan mesu avos. And they died in Nisan as well. B'pesach nolad Yitzchak. That there's no machlokas about. The machlokas about the world and the avos. Yitzchak, everybody agrees, was born on Pesach. B'rosh Hashanah. Nifkad, as the Torah relates, if you remember, every chag is related to a different one of the avos, but Pesach is connected to Abraham. Doesn't really work exactly when Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Nifkad Barashana, Nifkad Asar, Rachel V'chana, and that's why, of course, we read about them, the different haftorahs on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Yazi Yozi Beis Vasurim. Rosh Hashanah, Bala Avodah, Me Avoseinu Bebitzrayim. That's no machlokas. Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Asidin Ligael. Right, the last famous line. Benisan, we had Geula, and Benisan, we will, by Hashem, have a Geula in the future. So that's a machlokas. Let's talk about the last line for a minute. As the question is, there is a Mishnah in Mesechus Nedarim which says, if somebody makes a neder, or a brisa, makes a neder on the day that Ben David ba. He said, Neder, I hereby promise not to eat vegetables on the day that David HaMelech, Ben David, Mashiach Ben David comes, the Gemara says he's usher every day of his life. Usher, because maybe Mashiach's going to come today. Then the Gemara says maybe not Shabbos and Yontif, because he can't come on Shabbos and Yontif, but he's usher every other weekday of his life. Ask the Turei Evan here, ask the Shagat Zaryeh, he's only coming in Tishrei and Nisan. So I can, right? So Cheshvan, he should be able to eat vegetables. Or I'll ask the question another way. Don't we say, he's going to come every day? But what do you mean? Now we're in ER. He's not coming. He's not coming for a couple months. We don't have that attitude. That's not called Tzipisa Li Yeshua. Right? The questions that we're going to be asked. So, how are we going to answer that? It's only coming in Nisan and in Tishrei. Two answers. First, the Turei Evan's answer. Says the Turei Evan, there's another Gemara. So we know from Sanhedrin, there are two ways that Mashiach could come. He could come in the lechatchila, we deserve it way. And he could come with, well, this is the last time and Jewish people haven't figured out the Avas Chinam yet, which we're still working on, so I'm going to bring it anyway and we'll go from there. What's called Be'ita Achishena. The Pasuk says, Be'ita in its time, Achishena, I will hasten it. So how do you have in its time and I will hasten it? So Gemara says, Lo Zachu, if they're not Zoche, if we weren't, didn't reach the level, then Be'ita is going to come in the last possible time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the plan. There are a lot of possible times. The last time, Zachu, but if we do merit, Achishena. So says the Turei Evan, that's what it's talking about. In Nisan and Tishrei, maybe that's the time, that's the Be'ita, but Achishena, quickly, come anytime. That's the beautiful words of the Turei Evan. Kashali, tiny perk based the Erevin, Areni Nazir, Biyom Sheben David Ba, Vahasha, my Asur Lishos, Kol Yimos Achol, Umistar Vali Ba Milsa, De Beis Mine Kitzin Ika. There are two types, Labias Ben David, Kedamar Bever Chalef, as he quotes that Gemara, Tzadi Ches. Vahai Shmait, De Shmaitzin, Ar Gemara, Mairi, Mi Be'ito. In its time, Umidilo zachu dilamar ito betishrei ulamar benisan aval bekates da achishena. But where I'll be zochet to it, ubidezachu ein zman kavua ladavar elakol yom azimnehu ikata amarle mashiach hasam yeshua ben Levi As was said, Hayom, Rishu ben Levi, who was one of the mysterious Tanoim, remember, from Ksubis, he was the one that met the Malach HaBavis and said, can you show me my place in Gan Eden? Before I go, he's like, sure. He goes there and he sees his place and he grabs the sword of the Malach HaMavetz and he jumps over the fence. That's Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So he was also speaking to Mashiach. So he asked Mashiach, he says, when are you coming? So Mashiach says, Hayom in Mekolo Tishmo. So if everybody will listen, I would come today. But he could come any day in Zachu. Mishamachi benadar b'yom she ben David ba, asur kol yomos achol b'yayin. Dilma Zachu v'kol yom azimnehu. Right, that's what we even have, unbelievable, we have halachos forevermore that are based on the fact that Mashiach might come any day. Right? There's a day in Mesechas Tainus, day of one of the Tanoim, that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine bezman hazeh. There's a day. We don't paskin that way. Kohanim can't drink a wine. Maybe Mashiach's going to come, they have to do the avoda. They cannot be shtuya yayin. You can't drink wine. You have to do the avoda very soon. I am in chutz la'aretz. I can't find a sharm. Right? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will figure it out. Right? So you can't. Right? Or we just had a Mesechas Sukkah a couple of weeks ago, and we had Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser, on the second day of Pesach, the day that we bring the carbon to Omer. So usually, all the chadash, all grain that has taken root since last year Pesach, I am not allowed to eat until the carbon to Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. Bisman said we don't have a carbon to Omer. So what does the Gemara's Mishnah say? You have to wait. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai was Mesakein. Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser. The whole second day is Aser, chadash only becomes mutter on the third day of Pesach. Right, the day after the carbon. Why? Why do we don't have a carbon? So it should be mihei or mizrach. Really, maker a din on a deraisa level. It should be the morning of the second day. So what does the Gemara say? Mihei ribana beis hamikdash. Maybe Mashiach is going to come today, the beis hamikdash, and therefore they're going to get mixed up. Oh, last year we ate it in the morning, and this year. So every year it's asur because maybe Mashiach is going to come now. Unbelievable, the emuna that influences our halacha. We have all of these. So here too. There are two types, bi'ita achishena. That's one idea. The Sfasemes has a different answer. He says, no. Simpler answer. He quotes the Turi Evan. But then he says, I have a different answer. Right, Turi Evan is before. Turi Evan is 1700s, right, earlier. And the Sfasemes is end of the 1800s. The Milsa de Pshitahu, 1900s. The Milsa de Pshitahu, the Be'emes ben David l'chud, u'ge'ula l'chud. There's a difference between ben David and when's the ge'ula happening. What is our Gemara about? When's the ge'ula going to happen? Okay, that's one machlokas. Ben David's coming before the Geula. Right, we're going to have the Kol Mevaser, Mevaser V'Yomer, the Mevaser, the announcer, he's going to come before. He's going to tell us what's going to happen. He's going to do these before. Shrei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, just like Moshe, Bala Mitzrayim Kodim HaGeula. Moshe came before. Ukemochein Yucha Lios Begula Asida, V'chein Mevor B'Midrashim, Ma Go El Risho Niglev V'Nichse, V'chul Kako Al Achron. Memela, Gam Hadarminan Zachu Achishena, V'hayomim B'koli, Hakol Hi Abias Goel, Aval HaGeula Yihye Lamar B'Nisan, Ulamar B'Tishrei. Right? The process is going to start earlier. The process can start any day. The ultimate is going to be in Tishrei and or Nisan. It could mean that the process could start in Tishrei and Nisan too. It doesn't mean, oh, now we're at the end of the process, the beginning can't start. Right? So it could be any day. And that is, he doesn't quote it, but that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam, in the end of Mishnah Torah, second to last parak, where he talks about Mashiach, he says there, Vim Yambo Melech mi Beis David. He talks about, how do you know Melech Mashiach? How do you know who's going to be Mashiach? So the Rambam says, let's start with the beginning. HaMelech HaMashiach, Asid La'amod U'lahachzir Malchus Beis David Liyoshna, HaMemshala Rishona. The Melech HaMashiach is going to come and be Machzir Malchus Beis David. U'bone Migdash. And he's going to build a Migdash as a Machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah say he's going to come down from Shemayim. The Rambam says clearly, he's going to build a Migdash. U'mekabet Netchei Yisrael. And he's going to gather the Jews from around the world. V'chozrin kolam mishpatim b'yamav kishayu mikodem. Makrivin karbanos. V'osin shmitin v'yoblos. Kechol mitzvasan omor b'torah. We're going to go back to what was. That's what he's going to do. V'chol mishenu mamin bo o mishenu machakel l'biyaso. If you don't believe, or you're not waiting, lo b'shar neviim bilvadu kofer, el b'toru b'moshe Rabbeinu. Shari hator ha'idolov, the Torah gives testimony, this is what's going to happen. V'shav Hashem lokech ha'shebuscha, v'richamecha, v'shav y'gibescha mikol ha'amim, v'chulu. And then the Rambam continues, quotes Pasuk from Bilam also, and he continues. Good. So then the question is, so how do you know? How do you know who's Mashiach? So this is a major discussion in many svarim, but let's just read the Rambam's words. Vim yamon melech mi beis David. Hoge, we're not going to know if he's from Beis David, but a Jew stands up. Ve hoge b'Torah ve'osik b'mitzvos, and he's Torah and mitzvahs, that's his life. Kedavid aviv, kefi Torah shebechsav v'sheb bal peh. Means he has to accept the whole Torah. V'yakuf kol Yisrael lelechba ulechazek b'dako v'yilachim milchamos Hashem. He brings Jews back to Hashem. He fights the wars of God. Hari zeh b'cheska shu Mashiach. He has a chazaka. If he does all that, he has to be the God of Adar. And im asav itzliach v'nitzeach kol ha'umos shesvivav ubana mikdash b'mkoma v'kibes itzchei Yisrael. How do you know if he's Mashiach? If he won all the wars, he built the base of Mikdash and he did the ingathering of the exiles. It's pretty good raya. Harei ze Mashiach bavadai. That's a Mashiach bavadai. That's not just a muchzak Mashiach. That's a Mashiach bavadai. V'im lo, but you see it's a process, like the Sfas Emes says. He's going to come first, and he's going to have to do all these things. V'im lo itzliach adko, if he was not, and the following lines were edited out. I'm reading from the Frankel Rambam. But in the older Rambam, for 700 years, this was censored out, these lines. If he didn't do all that, or he was killed, if he was killed, or Pashas died, right, then you know he was a Mashiach. Maybe he was from Malchus Beis David, but the door was, the generation wasn't Zoche to have him to be Mashiach. And Hashem was not did not appoint him except to be Menasseh. I skipped earlier. The Rambam quoted Rabbi Akiva thought then that Bar Kochva was Mashiach. He was wrong. But the Rambam quoted before. Shari Rabbi Akiva, Chacham Gadol, Mechachman Yisrael Mishnah, Fuhaya Nosei Kelav Shev Ben Kuziba, HaMelech, Fuhaya Omer Alav Shu Melech HaMashiach, Vedima Hu B'Chachach Medor Shu HaMelech HaMashiach, Achinerag Bavonos. So he was killed. Rabbi Akiva was wrong. And then the Rambam continues here. This is the part that was edited out. Af Yeshua Notzri. Shedima Sheyia Mashiach V'Nerag B'Bezdin. Different versions. V'chei Michshol Goldom Yizeh V'chulu. And then he continues. And he quotes. V'chol Hadvarim Ha'elu. Shel Yeshua Notzri V'shel Zeh HaYishma'eli. She'amar Acharav. Einon Ela. What was the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent all these people? She'enon Ela Kedei L'yasher Derech L'melech HaMashiach. U'lesakenes Olam Kulo L'avodet Hashem B'yachad. It's ultimately part of the divine plan. Which we don't understand, but that's the ultimate. But we see it's a process. That's exactly what the Sfas Emes says. Our Gemara is talking about the Geula, the final stages. But Melech HaMashiach and Malchus Ben David, that is even earlier. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara Tanya, 8 lines down, Rabbi Elazar Omer. So now we're going to try to prove, where do these great Tanaim know their Shitas from? Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yimei Shabbat Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. How does Rabbi Elazar know that the world was created in Tishrei? That's where it all started. Adam, Shene'emar, Vayomer, Elokim, Tadshei Ha'aretz Deshe, Esev Mazriya Zera, Eitz Peri. Hashem says, the land shall be covered with grass and growths. Ezehu Chodesh, Sheha'aretz. We're going to go with the Bach's Gersa. Sheha'aretz, Mileya Dishaim, Ve'ilan Male Peros. What month is the land covered with lush shrubbery and grass? Haviyomer is it Tishrei? Tishrei right at the end when it's after the after everything grew over the summer. So then that is Tishrei. That's when it's lush and the grass is full. V'oso haperek zman revia haisa, and that's the time of the rainy seasons. V'yardu gushamim v'simchu, and then right after that it grew. Shneamar ve'ed yalem in haaretz, the vapor went up from the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Tishrei. That's when the grass grew, and then right afterwards it rained. So that's when it was able to keep growing. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Minayin Sheben Nisa Nivra Ha'olam. How do we know it was in Nisa? Shneamar, same pasuk, but a different drasha. Vatotze, or a different pasuk, same topic. Vatotze Ha'aretz Desha. The grass came out, not that the land was covered. Esa Mazriya Zerab Eitz Pri Oseb Pri. Ezeo Chodesh Shaha'aretz Motzia Dishaim, right? The Bach flipped the Gersos. The Ilan Motzi Peros. What month are the fruit coming out? Meaning, what is the? It's already ripe. Haviomer is a Nisan. That's Nisan because that's already that's the Zman Ha'aviv. V'oso Aperik Zman Behema V'chay V'of. That's also right. The creation of the animals took place now. The animals Shemizdavgin Zamze. A lot of the mating season for the animals is in the springtime. Shneamar Lavshu Karim Atzon V'chulu, like we quoted a couple of days ago. Good. What does each Tana do with the other one's pasuk? V'idach nami haksiv eitz oseh peri. What is the first opinion do with that pasuk? Kahula bracha l'doros u'dechsev. That's just a bracha that the world should continue the plant life and all the kingdoms should keep producing. V'idach nami haksiv eitz peri. What do you do with that pasuk of a tree? Its fruit. Hahu l'kedir Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Damar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi says, Kol Maisa Bracious, Bikomasan Nivru. The entire Maisa Bracious were created Bikomasan. What does that say? Mean Rashi says, Ra'u yayo l'ton primiyad. They were created as adult, mature trees. They weren't just saplings created. The adult trees, in full, Bikomasan Nivru. They were created in full. And L'daiton Nivru. What does that mean? L'daita Nivru. Rashi says, L'daita Nivru, Sha'alam im chafetzin lihi baros va'amruhein. Hashem asked them if they wanted to be created. And they said, sure. So the apple tree said, sure, create me. And they go, what? Sha'alam, he asked them. So the Ritva says, Vidrashu. The Ritva quotes Rashi and says, drash. So what does that mean? So it's, it means something. Says the Ben Yehoyada. Says the Ben Yehoyada, right here. The Ben Ishchai. You know what it means? It means that, as we know, Alpima Omer Chazal, Ein Lecha Kol Davar VeDavar Nivra BaOlam Shein Mamuna Alav Sar Milamala VaAmarle Gadel. Nothing happens in this world unless upstairs there's a Sar HaMamuna that says, you know, what's control. Right? There are different Chazals about Hashgacha. Some are very general. Some are very specific. Some Chazals that a leaf doesn't fall in this world unless it was Nigzar up above that it should fall, and others are more general. Most Rishonim believe in Hashgacha Pratis for people, but not for animals or the plant kingdom. You have to understand how to put everything together. But says the Ben Yehoyada, there is some type of spiritual force related to everything in the physical world, and that's what it must mean. Lefi zeh, la'osam ha-malachim she-bar'am t'chila li-hiyos memunim al-kol ha-pratim. We know all the malachim were created on day 2. Rashi quotes in Brachos, Avi'er ve'voker yom echad. Why not echad? So the Pashas is, well, there can't be a Rishon because there was no two yet. Now it's just echad. Right, it's only one because but the Rashi quotes it was one because Hashem was unique and alone because there were no malachim yet even. That was after day one. So there were malachim before all the physical world. So he says that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu asked. Kaviyachol, all the spiritual forces. Mamunim akol apratim shel hanivraim ba'olam atachton shaal mikol echad ve'echad al kol davar ashashayech lo shera'ui lios tachas memshalto kifishar shol b'chinaso. Okay, what can mean that it didn't really mean ask? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the system of giving spiritual force to these items. That's L'daiton Nivru. And number 3, L'tzivyonon Nivru. They were created in all of their glory. Tzivyonon, right? And in all of their unique defus, every flower, every tree, every animal. Right, in their beauty. So that is what he darshans based on Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We've quoted it a couple of years ago in a Parsha Shir, the thought of many. I'll give it to you from Rav Nevenzal. Rav Nevenzal in his Sefer on Shabbos discusses the famous question, how could the world, according to what we believe, be 5,774 years old if they find fossils that were thousands and dinosaurs and... So how do we put that together? Well, we don't believe that these fossils were made up. We believe that they really were these ancient artifacts that were found. So there are various ways to put that together. Various ways I want us to study those that are experts in this area. Various approaches given. Every day of the Maisa Bracious wasn't really a day, or it was a day, but the processes were at different speeds during those days. Okay, Rabbi Nevenzal says it before Shkemara. Rebbe says, "Our Gemara, Bikomasa Nivru." What does that mean? Hashem created a mature world. Hashem created trees with the rings in it. That's Hashem created the trees. Why he did that? That's beyond us. That we don't know. Why did Hashem create a mature world? Because he wanted to. That's in terms of God's motivation. That's beyond human comprehension. But just describing the phenomenon. Hashem created a mature world. He created a world with fossils in it. Right? Does it mean that the dinosaurs never walked the earth? Could be. We don't know. All we know is that there were these fossils there. Why would HaKadosh Baruch create it? The other, maybe this is one of the previous worlds that the Midrashim talk about, Hashem created. Again, there are various approaches. But says Rav Nevenzal in the Sefer on Shabbos, that's what he believes. He believes, Haraya shekvar biyom priyaso mechapesto HaKadosh Baruch I'm sorry, where's the line that I wanted to read? Bekomasa Nivru, right? Of course, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, he was created, Adam Rishon wasn't created like a baby. He was a mature individual. So that's how you could put together all of the old artifacts that were found. Bekomasa Nivru. Okay. We continue. Rebbe Elazar Omer, right in the middle of the daf. Minayin shebe Tishrei nol du avos, now related to the other machlokas. How do you know that the avos were born in Tishrei? Shenemar vayikalu hamelach Shlomo kol ish Yisrael. The day that they got together, right, for the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, all the Jewish people, b'yarech ha'isanim b'chag, in the month of the strong ones, b'chag. What does that mean? Yarech she'nol dubo isani olam, the month that the strong ones were born, meaning the avos, at least two out of three. My mashma, the high Asan, lishna d'tkifehu. How do I know that we Asan is a language of being strong? Tichsev etan moshavecha va'omar shimu harim esriv Hashem va'ha'itanim most de'aret. They are the foundations of the world. V'omer kol dodi hineze ba midaleg el harim ekaves halakvaos. My dodi, right, Hashem, my beloved, this is from Shir Hashirim, is skipping over the mountains and jumping over the little hills. Midaleg al haharim bizchus avos, mekabetz al agvaos bizchus imahos. You see, the lashon of the strong ones referring to Eitan is strong ones, that's referring to the avos. Good. And that's Tishrei. Tishrei is Yerach ha'esanim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Minayin shebe Nisan noldu avos. What about, how does he know that they were born in Nisan? Shenemar, v'yibishmonim shanav arba meyosh shanav l'teis b'yisvah meyosh Mitzrayim. We already quoted this pasuk at the beginning of the Masechta. It was the year 480. Since he's yisvah Mitzrayim, b'shana ha-revi'is b'chodesh ziv. The fourth year of Shlomo b'chodesh ziv, in the chodesh of ziv. Chodesh ziv is Iyar, the shining month. That's what we're in now. Biyarach shen noldu bo ziv sani olam. In the month that they were born. Month they were born. Iyar. We're trying to prove Nisan. So Rashi has 2 days. What the Gemara means here. It means in Iyar, that was their full month of being alive. That's how you darshan it. By this time, they were all ready. She kishen nischadesh Iyar noldu kfar ben Nisan. I know the kfar ben Nisan. Or maybe it means the tkufa of Nisan. Either way, that's how he learns the pasuk. Seems a little difficult, a little stretch. So we'll answer that. Let's just finish the line, and then we'll mention it now. These are all psukim, but there's just one line of the Ritva we have to know to understand these psukim. These psukim the Ritva points out, some of them are a little dachuk, the way they darshan it. The klalo shel davar dahani krai smach v'remez ba'alma v'ikar machlokosam o b'gemara o b'svara shebederach chachma. They have a mesora. The real machlokas of Rabbi Yeshua is that they have a misora about when the world was created. It's not really based on these psukim. Because you see, like here, that it's not a real fun. It's a real ER. And so that's the Ritva. It must be misora, and these are Ramazim and Asmachtas to when all these things took place. Vaiter. Biyarsha, you know the Moses of Sani. Olam, I bahaksib biyaracha esanim. I, doesn't it say the month of the strong ones? Hasam to keep people mitzvahs. No, that's not referring to the Avos. It's referring to this is a month with a long mitzvah list. Strong in mitzvahs. Tishrei is strong in mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? Rashi quotes. Shofar of Yom Kippur. It's amazing. Shofar, or maybe shofar, comma, Yom Kippur. Doesn't have a vav there, but it probably means Yom Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry. Shofar, Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nisach HaMayim. That's a lot of mitzvahs in Tishrei. So that's what it's referring to Esanim. V'idach Nami, second white line. So what does the other opinion do with that month? No, that's referring to there is a shining to the trees during that month of Nisan. If somebody goes out in the days of Nisan and I see a blossoming tree, Omer, as I say, Baruch shalo chiser bo me'olamo klum, u'barabov rios tavos vilanos tavos, lehisnaos, or Agir says lahanos bohen, b'nei adam. That, of course, is the birchas v'ilanos, which the Ritva says right here, with Shemin Malchus. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We say one of the four brachos that are only said once a year, even in Chutz Laretz, right? Eretz Yisrael has more brachos said once a year, like Alachilas Matzah and Alachilas Maror, but even in Chutz Laretz, this is one of the four brachos that is said once a year. Interesting question. The Chashuk Echemet asks, what happens? Let's go back a step. Is one allowed to say this bracha in Iyar? What if somebody missed it? Somebody missed Nisan. Are they allowed to say the bracha in Iyar? Can they say, what if they live in a climate where the blossoms are in a totally different time of the year? Right, on the south of the equator. So the Ritva here says, yeah, whenever you see blossoms. Rova Poskim, though, might extend it 1 month, but not more. Iyar is a big machlokas. Machlokas achronim, whether you can say it in Iyar, maybe say it without Shem and Malchus. This is the second tshuva in Yechavadas. Second tshuva in Yechavadas, Rav Avadia discusses, Actually, the first. The second one is about what you can do on Shabbos. The first shuva, in all of Yechavadas, are you allowed to make Birchas Ilanos in the year? So he quotes a major machlokas, and he says, at the end of the day, if you need to, you can. If you need to, you can. L'chadchila ein levarech b'chodesh Adar, el yamtin, you shouldn't say it in Adar or in Iyar, you should say it in Dafka Nisan, but if you have the other months, then you can be the Yevin. Okay. Based on... Sorry? What about Shabbos? So what does it say about Shabbos? What's the issue of Shabbos? We know on Shabbos, it's quite, are you allowed to smell fruit on Shabbos that are growing on trees? Right? Are you allowed to smell flowers that are growing? So the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara and Sukkah, is Mechalik. You're allowed to smell flowers, but not fruit. Because by flowers, the Ikra of flowers is smelling them. So I can smell them just as well when they're attached as when they are detached. But the Ikra of fruit is picking them. So if I go to a fruit and smell it, Gzeira, I might come to pick it. So the Shulchan Aruch asers smelling aromatic fruit on Shabbos when they are attached to the tree. So what about Berachas Ilanos? Is there a Gzeira I might come to do something? If I'm making the bracha, see, Pascha's maker did, it's not a problem. It's okay, obviously, with an Erev, if you're carrying something, but it's not a problem. That's where we quoted this amazing footnote in the past. According to Divrei HaMekubalim, maybe you can't, because every bracha is borer the nitzotzot ha-kedusha from the physical items, and therefore you shouldn't be able to do it. But then Ravani says, so you shouldn't be able to make brachas on Shabbos. Right? Because every bracha is mevarer the nitzotzot ha-kedusha. He says, dumi de mishkan. The mishkan was nigla. It was in the physical world. You don't have to worry about the birur of the klipas and the chitzon and the nitzotzos when it comes to brachas. He allows it on Shabbos. But based on that, the Chashuk Echemet asks, what happens if there's a child who becomes bar mitzvah the first week of Iyar? Is it better for him to do the lachadchila mitzvah in Nisan to make the bracha, but he wants to make the bracha when he's a gadol? All brachas are drabanan, but he wants to make it when he's a bar chiyuva daraisa in this mitzvah drabanan. So should he wait? Should he wait or not? So he goes into whenever you have a better way of doing a mitzvah, Zrizus, right, Kiddush Levana, and the other sugyas. So that's his question. So he quotes the Machlokas. It's a Machlokas about Kiddush Levana, and he says the same thing here. Anyway, he discusses it here, whether it's better for him to wait or not. Pashas, he should do it right away. Right, do the Lachadchila, because that's what he is up to now. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Manda Amar ben Nisan. So now we get to the next machlokas. According to the opinion that says that they were born in Nisan, Nolda ben Nisan Mesu. Manda ben Nisan, Nolda ben Nisan Mesu. The one who says they were born in Nisan, they died in Nisan. Manda ben Tishrei Noldu. According to the one who says they were born in Tishrei, Tishrei Mesu. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Vayomer Alehem Bemeav Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm 120 today. Sheita Malomer Hayom. Umata Malomer Hayom. What's the Hayom? Hayom Malu Yamai Ushnosai. Today, perfect. Today I have filled my days and years. Lulametcha Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Umamalei Shnosim Shal Tzadikim Miyom Liyom Umichodesh Lachodesh. Shneamar Espispar Yamecha Amalei Pasuk in Mishpatim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives exact years. And that's why, must have been by the Avos too. But Pesach, no let Yitzchak, on Pesach, Yitzchak was born. Minalon, kidechsiv, lamoed, ashuv, elecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Abraham, I will return. Today is Moed, and I'm going to return at the next Moed. So which Moed are we talking about? So which one? Amaskoi, when was Hashem telling Avram this? Ilema b'Pesach, was he saying it on Pesach? The Ka'amar le'batzeres, he says, the next Moed, meaning Shavuos, you're going to have a baby. B'chamshin yom and mikal yolda. What, 50 days is enough? 50 days is enough? Right, and we're not talking about, pre-Adam and Chava, where maybe they had babies that day. Right, no. It's not Ela Dekoy Batzeres. B'karmel Batishrei. So what's the next one? It was Shavuos, and he was saying it about Sukkis. Akadi b'chamisha yarchi mikal yolda. It's still not good enough. Right, 5 months. Ela Dekoy B'chag. B'karmel Benisan. So what, it was Sukkis when he was saying this, and he told him, in six months from now, you're going to have a baby. Akati. B'shisa yachim ikal yolda. What, is 6 months? Is that Yitzchak was born after 6 months? So Tana osa shana muberes haisa. It was a shana muberes. So seventh month. Asked the Ben Yoyada. What, before Matan Torah, the Omar of the Shana, there was no Bezdin. There was no mitzvah. So he said, it must be Bezdin Shomala. Bezdin Shomala, had the certain calendar before it was given over. So. Oh, what, you're saying 7 month is good now? You're still short. Ki midli mar yome tuma. Right when the announcement was made, what does the Gemara say? Elsewhere, Rashi quotes it, Sarah became a Nida. So you got to take off a week before she could have gotten pregnant. Batzilu, so it's a week less. It's a week less. And it's very difficult, says the Ritva, to say, oh, it was the first day of Sukkot, and it was the last day of Pesach. So you take care of that. Masama is the beginning of the beginning, or the end of the end. So Amar Mar Zutra, Afilu Lamanda Amar, Yoledis, Letitia, Aini, Yoledis, the Makutan, even according to the opinion who says, women who have babies, full-term babies, do not have babies limikutan, meaning not full-term in the ninth month, yoledes l'shivi, yoledes l'mikutan. But if it's a preterm baby in the seventh month, so that could be less than 7 months. Shneamar vayhilat tkufos hayamim miut. It says there in the beginning of Shmuel, right by Chana, miut tkufos shtayim. Tkufos minimum is two months. Umiut yamim shnayim, and the miut of days is two. So tkufos are shtayim, right? How long is a tkufa? Every season is 3 months. So two tkufos, that's six, plus two more days, that's into the seventh, and you see that's when the baby was born. Remember, in the days of Chazal, not for now, they believed there were no such thing as eight-month babies that were viable, but that is a separate topic in itself. Viter. Barash Hashanah, Nifkadasar Rachel, Vachana Minalan. How do you know they were remembered? They were remembered on Rosh Hashanah, Amar Abelazar, Asya Pekita Pekita, Asya Zechira Zechira. You put together a couple of psukim. K'siv Barachah Vayizkar Elohim Es Rachel. V'k'siv V'chana Vayizkar Yehu Hashem. Those two psukim are connected. V'asya Zechira Zechira Mei Rosh Hashanah. D'k'siv Shabbason Zichron Trua. So you compare it to that verb. Pekita Pekita, K'siv V'chana Ki Pakad Hashem Es Chana. V'k'siv V'sora V'Hashem Pakad Es Sora. Good. Barash Hashanah Yatsa Yosef Mimeis Asur Minalon. How do we know? Dechsiv tiku b'chodesh shofar b'ketzel yom chageinu, as we had a couple of days ago. That pasuk is referring to Rosh Hashanah. Ki chok liyisrael hu v'chulu. Eidus, and the next pasuk says, we say it in the yom, Eidus b'hosef shma samu b'tseiso. When he went out. So you see, Yosef is referred to going out of the Beis HaAsurim. Right after that, it was right after the pasuk previously, which we've already said earlier in this pasachta, is referring to Rosh Hashanah. Period. B'Rosh Hashanah ba'la avoda me avoseinu b'mitzrayim. On that day, on Rosh Hashanah, the avoda was finished. K'siv hacha votzesi aschem itacha sivlos mitzrayim, the heavy labor. V'k'siv hasam hasirosi misevel shechmo. Right, the same, sivlos and sevel. So just like the first pasuk is Rosh Hashanah, so too when the shibud stopped. B'shnisa nigalu kid de'isa, as it says in the Torah, kid de'isa, b'tishrei asidin ligael, aske shofer shofer. The shofar, and this is shofar, there's a lot of times it says shofar, but it means the shofar of Geula. K'siv hacha tika b'kodesh shofar, v'k'siv hasam b'yom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. So that's how you know the Geula is going to happen according to him in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, b'nisan nigalu, b'nisan asidin ligael. Nisan is going to happen. Minalan amar kra, lel shimurim, lel hamishumar uba misheshis meibreshis. It's the lel that's guarded that from Sheshes and Mebreshes, that is the ultimate destiny of the Jewish people, right? That's, the Gemara says in Psachim, seven things created before the world was created. One of them was Shmo Shel Mashiach, meaning the destiny of the world. That's Lel Shimurim. The Idach, what does the other opinion hold about Lel Shimurim? Laila HaMeshumar Uba Menamazikin, a Laila that is guarded from attackers, from Mazikin, right? And this is the basis for various halachos, the basis the Shulchan Aruch discusses. I'm not saying all the paragraphs along with Kriya Shema Alamita on Pesach night, only Kriya Shema and Hamapil. Why? Because it's Laila Meshumar. And the Maharil quotes, leaving your door open on Pesach night, unless it's a place where Shchiyach Hezekah, but if not, not to lock the doors, because it's Meshumar. Rather, Ramah quotes the minhag of opening the door by Shvoch HaMascha, right? Because, and b'schus that, we remember that it's lo shimurim will be zoche. The Rama writes, v'yesh omrim, sheyesh lo meshvoch ha-mascha, kodim lo lanu, v'leftoach ha-pesach kdei lizkar shehu lel shimurim, u'b'schus emuna zu, yavo mashiach, v'yesh boch ha-mascha wa la'akum. That's the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. B'schus, we do this mitzvah, and remember, it's lo shimurim, Mashiach will come, and Hashem will pour His wrath out onto our enemies. There's also one more, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that the only Friday night of the year that we don't say Magen Avos, we say Vayechulu always, Magen Avos B'Varo, is the night of the Seder. The night of the Seder would be Friday night, next year, no, Friday night is Lela Seder, says you don't say Magen Avos. Why? Because Magen Avos is said, Lishmar Ben Amazikin, in the fields to have an extended, you know, time, and this is Meshumar Ben Amazikin, and therefore, there's no Magen Avos. Other Achronim say, how can you say that? You know, once the din applies, the reason shouldn't apply. Even if the reason doesn't apply, the din should apply, just like we say Magen Avos always, even though we don't daven in the fields anymore. But still, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That is different. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Va'azdu. That's the beginning of the next sugya, which talks all about the constellations and when the Mabul took place. Hashem, we'll get into that tomorrow, and then we'll get into issues of Chumas and Maaseres coming up on the next couple of Da'afim. Okay, we'll stop here.